obvious that if you were to ask, and obviously there would be a language gap, but I mean, if you were able to ask the equivalent of this in whatever language Adam and Eve were speaking in the garden and ask them, do you want to be happy? It would have been a silly question. Well, yes. Sure. I mean, God has given us this happy place, and the fruit is delicious, and the animals are wonderful, and the water tastes so good. And you say, well, they didn't know anything different, right? They were swimming in a sea of happiness. You know, that's what they lived in. Well, then what happened is Satan tempts them to find their happiness, a greater happiness than God has given them, by violating his commandment to not eat of that particular tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So they succumb to that temptation, and then what happens? What happens is the fall and utter unhappiness that replaced the happiness they had had. And this is what Satan does. In the name of happiness, he offers us these things which will, in fact, rob us of happiness. But an important question here, Kirby, I think, is how could they have been tempted by the offer of happiness outside of God unless inside of God they had been given a desire to be happy? In other words, you can only be tempted toward what you want. And God wired them in such a way to want happiness, and so I think what we do as Christians is we throw out the baby with the bathwater. Well, the baby is happiness, and even the seeking of and the desire for happiness. The bathwater is when we pursue happiness in sin, which ironically is the very place we will not find it. Sin is the killer of happiness, not the grantor of happiness.